The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:40 on a Tuesday morning. Last fall, Governor Whitmer gave Enbridge Energy 180 days to stop transporting petroleum in Line 5 underneath the waters of Lake Huron and the St. Clair River. I think we're on day 179. Joining us right now from Enbridge Energy is Ryan Duffy. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Paul. Always good to talk to you.
Well, and I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today. As I said, we're about a day away from the time period in which the governor ordered the shutdown of Line 5. It's still open, still running, and it looks like it probably will continue to do so. What are the plans?
Right. So we will not stop operating the pipeline unless we're ordered by a court or our regulator, which we think is highly unlikely at this point. Line 5 is operating safely. That's the bottom line. It's operating reliably. It's in compliance with the law. The state's never shown any concrete evidence to suggest otherwise, and the agency that's in charge of pipeline safety in the U.S., PHMSA, has confirmed many, many times that the pipelines are fit for service. And so now this is being litigated in federal court, and that's where Enbridge is defending its right to continue to operate the pipeline. The state is arguing that the case belongs back in state court. So that question clearly not likely to be resolved this week. And then in addition to that, the judge has ordered both sides to work with a mediator to explore a resolution of the case, and that's ongoing too. So the next mediation session is scheduled for the 18th.
The state seems to recognize that Line 5 is important, but they say that the environment is more important. They want it shut down while you build a new pipeline. Why not just shut it down while you construct a new pipeline?
Well, the products that Line 5 delivers to people in Michigan and the region are just so vitally important. And it's really our responsibility to continue to provide that energy safely and reliably and affordably as we're doing right now. So, you know, as we've talked about, more than half of all the propane used in the state comes from the pipeline. 30% of the crude oil goes to the Detroit area refineries. For us, all of us, to use in Michigan to do all the things we do and to get around every day. And so without Line 5, you face a daily shortage of more than 4 million gallons of that transportation fuel and a daily shortage of 750,000 gallons of propane. So that's a big hit, and that creates an energy shortage, and that means there's higher prices for all kinds of different products. And we're seeing right now with the situation with the Colonial Pipeline that did the news, if something happens to a key pipeline in this country, there are going to be wide ripple effects, and forcing the shutdown of Line 5 would create an energy shortage.
What are the plans to replace Line 5, though? I mean, so, you know, you keep it open, but you are planning to replace it, right?
We are. You know, we continue to be focused on our job, which is delivering these products that people need. But we're also very much focused on the Great Lakes Tunnel Project. I mean, that's the common sense solution going forward to continue to meet energy needs while you're protecting the Straits and the Great Lakes. You know, what we want to do is pretty simple. We want to replace that section of Line 5 in the Straits with a new pipeline encased in the concrete tunnel well below the lake bed. That eliminates the chance you're ever going to have an anchor hitting the line. It improves the safety, the environmental protections, but continues to provide the transportation fuel, the propane, and the other energy people need. And so we do have our Eagle permits for that project. We're still looking for approvals from the Public Service Commission and the Army Corps. We've spent $100 million on the project so far, and we're now moving from the design and engineering phase more into the construction phase. And we're seeing a lot of support for the project. We've had 31 counties across the state pass resolutions in support of the project.
How is the way that that would be constructed, you know, without getting into too much detail, how is the way that that'll be constructed different from the way that Line 5 was built 60, 70 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was built to be safe, and it was called an engineering marvel at the time, and I think it's lived up to that designation because there's never been an incident in the Straits now in more than 65 years. But right now, the pipelines, and there are two twin pipelines, two 20-inch pipelines on the lake bed across the Straits, that 4.5-mile section. They're resting on the lake bed. And what we want to do is have a replacement section, so it would be just one 30-inch pipe inside the tunnel that we plan to build under the lake bed. So it would be 60 to 250 feet below in some places. Down below the lake bed in thick concrete walls, you know, you'd have the replacement section in there to make it that much safer. So it would be primarily different because it would be so far down below the lake bed in a tunnel.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch that project move forward. Certainly interesting to see what happens this week. As you said, there are no plans to close Line 5 unless, you know, ordered, you know, by the court or by your regulatory agency. Do you think that either of those things will occur, or do you think that Line 5 will be allowed to remain open?
Well, we're going to continue to operate it. You know, it's in federal court. We believe that's really the right place for it because it does affect so many states in the region, and it really impacts Canada, too. Canada relies on a lot of the products from Line 5. So because you have that international element, it affects so many other states, you know, it really is a case for federal court. And then beyond that, we're in mediation with the state right now. So we support that process too. I mean, that's a good step forward. We're hoping we can find some common ground in that mediation process.
That certainly has been one of the loudest voices in support of keeping it open has been from Canada, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at Canada, every major party in Canada, all of the impacted provinces, they've all agreed and come out and said that keeping Line 5 open is a big priority. So, you know, that kind of support we're seeing, it just kind of shows that the efforts by the administration to shut down Line 5, they have severe implications in Michigan, sure, but then it goes well beyond Michigan's border.
All right. Brian, appreciate you giving us some time today, and we'll be in touch. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, anytime. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.